Start the show.
Two bears, one cave. Speaking of hot and looking good. He's Bert Kreischer. I'm Tom Segura.
Let's just put the pedal to the metal and go. This is a perfect way to start off this show. 12 years in the making. It's gonna be a fucking shit show.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a three-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
I wouldn't say like gays can do whatever they want. It's a civil rights law protects workers the same way that, you know, that's what the Supreme Court upheld today. It's not that gays can just do what they want.
I haven't been on the news.
But that's what you said. Oh, so gays can do what they
want. No, I did not say that. And they can do what they want. You do you. I've been extremely focused on, like, I've read a book. I was thinking on this quarantine, I read a book about slavery. I read a book about...
You did?
Dude, I listened to it on audio tape. I just feel like I felt like with everything going on, I should listen to these audiobooks about North Korea, about slavery, and about the Tulsa Massacre in 1921. Those are the three ones I've read. And I've watched a lot of Wild N Out. I've watched an obscene amount of Wild N Out. I have watched so much Wild N Out that I could actually give notes. And I'm shocked that there's no one at Standards and Practices at MTV that edits these guys.
That's like a bad 1980s pitch for a movie, like a comedy movie. Like, it's a professor who starts off with some real history stuff, and he's like, let's just watch Wild N Out. And then the students are like, he's cool.
Dude, I know who Azalea Banks is now.
Oh, good.
I watched her cry on Wild N Out.
You did?
Oh, dude, the Wild N Out is a great fucking show.
What'd she cry about?
Hold on. Wild N Out, I want to be on Wild N Out, and I want you to be on Wild N Out, and I want you to be on Nick's team and me on the other team. I'll be on the platinum team. You'll be on Nick's team.
Well, this could probably happen.
Dude, it would be terrifying. Like, do you think you could rap battle the way they do? They're really good at rap battles. So are you familiar with Wild N Out?
I know of the show, of course. Okay. Yeah.
It's a Crescendo show. They bring on a celebrity.
Okay.
And then they do sketches at first. And then they'll do like dozens. And then it ultimately ends with more than that. But the highlight is the rap battle between the two teams, okay, in my opinion.
And everybody takes a turn?
Everyone takes a turn. And man, there are some good ones. If you watch top 10 Wild N Out closers,
yeah.
If you watch the number one Wild N Out closer, it is fucking awesome. I mean, I gotta be honest with you, I love the show, but I love hip hop. And I'm told you I'm obsessed with the 85 South show.
Yes.
And so they had Trinidad James on today.
Yeah.
Trinidad James does a... This is a show we need
to... Shout out to Dad.
We need to steal from. They do such big fucking things.
Where? On what?
On 85 South Show. The number... You know what they did? They bring him in. It's like an interview. Remember you said you want to interview people?
Yeah.
You said there was like a football player. Can we interview him?
Yeah.
They bring him in. This is legit. I mean, for podcast level, like where we're all at, they are making a fucking TV show. Trinidad James goes in, sings one of his songs and then one of his new songs. They do a in-depth interview with him while like I think just DC Young Flies is smoking weed, but they do like an in-depth interview. It was fucking amazing. It was great. And so yeah, so those two guys got
Trinidad's
me
dope. He sent me a package. Picked it up. So
no,
thank you very much.
He did not.
I got it. Yes,
you are fucking kidding me.
I swear to God,
dude. he talked about openly about depression and about writer's block. It was fucking amazing. It was amazing. But my point is, those two guys got me into Wild and Out. Them and Chico Bean got me into Wild and Out, and I have been literally binge watching Wild.
So wait,
and Out.
What's the best finish to a Wild?
Okay,
and Out?
Pull, can we? We can probably watch it. Yeah, why not?
Because it'll get flagged.
Oh, it's on television. Good point. it is. It was one with. I don't know. I only know like a couple of the people on the show.
See, that's right there.
Who was that?
Trinidad.
For real?
What are you talking about? Yeah, man.
I saw the dollar. No way.
Yeah.
How do you know him?
I did Full Size Run, the sneaker show. He's one of the co-hosts of that.
For real?
Yeah.
God damn it. How do you know so many more famous people? Like, I'd be the celebrity whore. If someone said, who knows more celebrities? You go, it's Bert. He's a fucking whore. Like, he'll do anything.
Maybe you do.
I know no one. I know no one. You know, it's like we were talking to that person the other day. I don't know any managers. I don't know any agents. I know mine.
Yeah.
I don't know any execs. I definitely don't know any execs now that they've
all
been fired.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A lot of them did get fired.
There's no such thing as an exec anymore. Shout out to all the execs. If you guys are looking for jobs.
Yeah. No, you know a few. You know a few.
No. I don't even know. I know your manager, Josh.
You know what the worst is?
What?
So I did. I'm sure you've done these. So everything's changed in our business where, you know, if you're watching this, you know, we go in for meetings to like pitch ideas, right? And usually it's a whole fucking affair, right? Where you're there like, first of all, it's the scheduling, and then everybody caravans over to this, you know, network's building. Yeah. And you go up and you wait, and then it's a whole charade. And now it's all on Zoom. You just sit at your laptop, which I love.
I fucking love it.
I hope we never go back to going in person. But so I'm in one of these Zoom meetings pitching a show, and it's a cool show.
Is it the show I'm thinking of?
Yeah, yeah, the one I talked to you about.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a pretty, and I have like big producers attached, right?
Really big.
Really big.
Like the biggest.
Yeah. So
I watched one of his new shows last night.
Oh yeah, yeah,
on
yeah.
Netflix.
Yep. So we're sitting there in this Zoom meeting, and then the executives come in, and I know one for sure because I from memory. So I was like, oh my God, how you doing? And then the other people are like, hi, and I'm like, nice to meet you. And they're like, no, I know you. And I was like, ah, yeah. And so that's when you start to go like, fuck, I just forgot who that was.
Yeah.
And then I go, you know, I think the last time I saw you to the person I know, I'm like, was in the lobby of this other building. And the person goes, no. And I was like, no. And this is like everybody watching in a Zoom. I was like, when was the last time I saw you? And they're like, well, we were at your show, you know, when you had your big show at the whatever theater. And I was like, you were at that? And they're like, well, yeah, we came backstage. And then the guy's like, yeah, I came backstage too. And I was like, now I remember. And they all knew I was lying. I was like, now I remember.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're the guy that...
And you were like, hey, like that. Oh, man. It was. And then you just have to switch it up. You're like, I got it. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, here's the show idea I want to talk to you guys about. It's the worst.
That's what I got. I can beat you. I was in a pitch meeting last week, but I won't say it's in case they don't know it's them, but if they do know it's them, then they know it's them. A beautiful executive. Probably the prettiest executive I've ever seen.
Guy or girl?
Guy. And no kidding. Girl.
Okay.
like the kind of person that in the Zoom meeting, I knew we were all looking at their square. Mm-hmm. Like everyone was looking at their square. Her
they're
square.
That good looking?
She was that attractive. And she said, one of the first words out of her mouth is, I'm a huge fan of Tom Segura's.
For real?
And that part of me was like, she knows that I'm Bert, right? She's aware that I'm not him. And I was like, yeah. He's the best. I love him.
This is the other guy.
Yeah. I love him.
That's funny, dude. How'd it go? How'd the pitch go?
No one bought it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's, to be honest with you, it's the tour I'm doing. I'm filming, and I was looking for a partner in financially, but I can afford to do it on my own. But yeah. I was like, if you can get money to do it,
yeah, better,
and get paid, that's great. And then some of the places, it didn't make sense to me, like, because I know how I take in content,
yeah.
And if you told me that So we'll go back to 85 South. But
you're burping a lot today.
I know. I just
hot dogs,
Chinese food.
Oh,
yeah. And I know if they were going to do a tour in a bus and go explore the country post COVID and with what's going on and everything.
What's going on?
Oh, no, it's COVID. The COVID lie got hacked, and so well, look, the second cowhead got it and didn't die, I'm like,
yeah,
you don't die from COVID.
Yeah,
apparently no one dies.
So can you talk about that or no?
What, cowhead?
Well, just like, I mean, for our audience, like,
see
like
how bad the symptoms.
Yeah,
are.
Yeah. So
cowhead,
give people a summary of who that is if they don't know.
Cowhead is a friend, both of our.
Yeah,
friends.
Yeah, but yeah. A longtime friend of yours.
Yeah, I've known him for as long as he's been married. I'm probably 17 years.
Yeah,
he's a radio DJ in Tampa, and
had you on early in your career.
Oh, like he had me when I was still featuring. He'd have me come in and do radio. This is when he was doing, I think, AM.
AM?
Yeah, he used to do AM, sports talk, and he didn't know anything about sports.
Hilarious.
Yeah, and so...
Shows you with the radio world, how they work. They're like, this guy can talk. Just give him a mic.
And so now he's got the biggest show. I think he's got the biggest show in Florida.
Yeah.
And he... I posted online. He's like, I got COVID. And I was like... He's like, this is the face of COVID. And he... I will be candid. I know he's watching this. I love him to death. He makes us look like fucking male models. Like, this guy... Like, we look like we belong on the cover of Men's Health. Trust me, we all like to eat.
Yeah.
But, okay, so yeah. The second cowhead got it. And by the way, I remember, like, he's the guy you go to where you're like, oh, doc says my blood pressure is up. He was like, oh, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
and you're like, really? He goes, oh, yeah, mine's 210 over 170.
Fuck.
And you're like, how the fuck? He's like, yeah, they can't get it down. You know, you don't want... And he has the most calm and relaxed
he's very
dude
chill.
Ever, yeah. Ever. Yeah. And... I've known him forever. I love him, but he got COVID, and he's like, yeah, no symptoms. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah, everyone else got it. No.
Let's
symptoms.
See what he says.
Let's call him. You think he'll answer?
Yeah.
He's one of the people that introduced me to Warren Sapp.
He did? Oh, we never got in touch with Warren.
Yeah, I know. You know why?
Why?
Because Pete, his buddy Pete, who lost his virginity in a car, and guess what song was playing?
What?
Monster Mash. What a horrible song to lose your virginity to. It was the Mash. It was the Monster Mash. The Monster Mash. It was a graveyard smash. I wonder if he sounds really sick. He should answer his phone. I have knack him.
COVID?
He's like, hey, how you doing? How you doing, Bert?
I don't think he's going
to
answer, bro.
It sounds like he sent me to another line.
Can you text Sapp again?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I text him, please, for
no,
you
I will
once?
Never give you
can
my
I just,
fucking... No. No.
Can I just...
Tom and I are doing 2 Bears, 1 Cave, and we want to talk about the COVID. Call us.
Can I just dictate for you to...
Nope.
And then you can decide whether you want to send
nope,
it
or... Nope.
For Warren.
Nope. Let's keep moving forward.
Wait, why can't... So, I'm not taking your phone. I'm just suggesting.
So the point is... if I was going to watch one of my... Someone I dig. Like, say... like, Mark Norman put that set on whatchamacallit? On
YouTube.
YouTubes, and it went great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a network involved.
Yeah.
And I want it to go on YouTube so I can watch it whenever. That's all.
Yeah.
So I was like... I kind of was like, well, I don't know if I want to partner
So what are you
going
to do? What are you going to do for the film?
Just do it. I just bought... A bunch of equipment.
You did?
Yeah.
What did you buy?
2 cameramen. We have a producer working on it. I got...
And they're coming with you for the whole trip?
Blackmagic 90D and another Canon. I've got five lavalier mics and film the whole thing.
What are you going to cut together? One thing or a bunch of clips?
I don't know. I think just a bunch of clips and just put it out daily and put some stand-ups. Like, I got some stand-up that I can burn through.
Yeah.
That isn't going to work in a special.
I think that's really smart, man.
Yeah. I was like, I think I'd rather do that than like one of the places was like, would you be ready to air it in November? And I was like, well, I'm ready to air it like Saturday. And they're like, oh, we want to wait till November. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'm not going to do that. And they were like, yeah, because that's just the turnaround on the network is they want to give notes and they want to.
Yeah. And you're like, no. So you're going to control it yourself.
I'm going to control it myself. Make it myself. I can't wait.
I think it's really cool. Are these guys going to be with you on the bus then? The camera guys?
Yeah. Yeah. 2 cameramen on the bus.
Guys you know or new guys?
John Manns is my cameraman from Birth to Conquer, and then my cousin Andrew. And then we'll all have mics. We'll grill out. We're going to
Who are you bringing on the road with you?
Dave Williamson, Shane Torres, and Jesus Trejo.
All three?
All three. And then Ron.
For the whole run?
Yeah, for the whole run.
Oh,
and then Ron's driving.
How excited is everybody?
I'm so... Everyone's excited. We leave Thursday night.
That's exciting.
I can't fucking wait. First show's insane. I know. I'm already written like...
Are all the three guys all doing time? Every show?
Yeah.
How much time?
Do 10 minutes each.
Yeah.
You know, everyone fuck around. And then just party the whole way there. I think those God,
we approach the road so differently.
I know. Why?
I think about it sometimes. Because like... I would be so upset if someone was like, and then we'll party the whole way. I'd be like, whoa, what are you talking about?
What would you want to do? Just sleep and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, okay. Ready?
Yeah.
I've already fantasized about this.
Yeah.
Leave Thursday night at 11 o'clock, drive to Phoenix.
Okay.
Okay.
6 hour drive, 7 hour drive. Probably on a bus, 7.
Start drinking around sunset, around 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So by the time we leave, I should be pretty fucking wasted. I cannot wait. Like, I can't wait for the bus to start driving and everyone to make cocktails and everyone to find their seat where they're going to sit for the rest of the trip. And then just be like, someone be like, hey, does anyone want some pizza?
I want to get it wrong.
Look at you, you're already rubbing your thumbs together. Skipper fingers.
God.
I can't wait. I already know some jokes I'm going to tell in
God, you're so excited. I can tell it's like genuine excitement.
Oh, dude, it's so upsetting. I'm so excited to tell jokes again because
yeah.
We were talking and like we have friends who are texting like, I don't feel comfortable getting on stage and charging people money to see me on stage. And
what?
Remember that fucking numbnuts that drugs people? You know that guy?
I didn't know who you were talking about. Okay.
I think I'm totally past him drugging me now. I kind of think it's cool now. So much time has passed, I'm like, that's a pretty cool fucking story. In front of my kids.
Now you're into it.
I'm like, wow, I'd do it again. So he was like, he's always been the weirdest businessman in the world.
He's a weird guy.
Do you remember when he said, he goes, here's my idea. Okay. $20 tickets for everybody. And then the people who get the worst seats, I switch them with the people up front. All the people that got the best seats, I move them to the back. They go to the back. And then I take all the people in the back row and they go to the front. All the people in the back row paid $10. That's all they can afford. Well, now I'm going to give them the best seats. I go, what about the people in the front row that you just moved to the back? Don't you think they're going to be a little upset? He goes, no, fuck them. And I'm like, that's not the way to do business.
No.
Sorry. He's like, no, it makes sense. It makes sense. But he was like, I don't know.
I just had a special go out. I'm going to go to Asia for 4 months.
I'm not really sure why I shouldn't shoot this special. Of course, this is the biggest media thing that's ever happened in my entire life. This past tweet I sent out. And of course I have death threats. But why wouldn't I shoot a special? Why wouldn't I take all that pressure on me right now? I shoot a special. but he goes, he's like, you know, he's like, are you charging ticket prices for people to see you? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, are you comfortable doing that? I was like, I already had a new hour. I was touring in theaters, but when the COVID kicked in.
Yeah.
So like, I have an hour. I love this. For the record, anyone listening, Ari feels like if he doesn't have an hour prepared for you, he doesn't want to charge you. I shouldn't speak for Ari because he will charge you anyway.
Yeah.
But he
thinks about his fellow man a lot with that stuff.
He does. He really gives a fuck about the customer.
Yes.
Where I do too, but I think at a certain point you're like, I've been doing stand up for fucking 22 years. I'm going to be able to do a really good show. 90 days off, I'm going to be fine. Like, it's all I know how to do for a living. My brain thinks that way.
Will your first set be Friday in Phoenix?
Friday in Phoenix.
And that's your first set since COVID started.
Yeah, and I'm going to tape it.
Yeah.
And then I think I'm just going to put it online.
Really?
Yeah. Right?
But you're going to fuck around the whole time?
Yeah. I love being on stage. Like, fucking around on stage is my favorite thing in the world. Like, I have jokes that aren't really totally written yet that I've kind of like figured out, and things have changed. Like, so like the way I write a joke hasn't changed, but the world's changed a little bit.
Yeah.
So
I want to know what your angle is going to be on all the race stuff, you know?
I've always been fascinated by that, by whatever that fucking shift in the ethos or the, you know, like in the world is, just about cultural differences.
This
always fascinating.
These last 3 months, but particularly the last month, has an impact on what what is perceived as funny. Like, it changes things, yeah. You know? Because comedy changes every few years anyway. And there's sometimes there's moments that affect, like, there's no way that the, what happened is not going to affect the way that, like, that your perspective is perceived, you know? Like, yeah. So it's really interesting to see where people go. And it won't so be exactly the same.
It's so fascinating because, you know, part of what makes great comedy is the danger and the almost like tightrope walking of it. Like, it makes it great. So I don't know. I definitely don't, like, I was watching Andrew Schultz does such great stuff on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I just, I don't really care that much about political stuff. Mm-hmm. I like, and I'm blessed to not care a ton. So I don't like, I don't put eggs in that basket, but I do enjoy, I mean, we've worked together our whole lives. You know, I love the dangerousness of going into a scary territory and trying to work my way out of it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It'll be crazy, especially going, doing Birmingham. I think we're doing New Orleans. We're doing San Antonio.
Are you going to open with, hey guys, you want equal rights? How about don't burn these businesses down? Like something like that?
Yeah, yeah. Something really aggressive. Go at them.
Yeah. You know?
Then now's if I wanted to change.
Rioting is not the way to get what you want, guys. Like something like that?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Like, come on, guys. Hey. Dude, did you see the fucking video?
You know how hard it is to be a cop? Start with that. You know how hard it is to be a cop?
Did you see the video of the people in their in their apartments and the protests are going down and they're videotaping and they're going, yay, yay. And then a brick comes through the window and they're like, motherfucker. And they're like,
no.
We're on your side. The windows are closed. No one can hear them. We're on your, another brick through their window.
No.
Oh, it is fucking.
This is on where? Where'd you see it?
I have no idea. I saw it online. There's a guy who was doing prank. It was an article I read. A couple days ago, there's a guy doing prank videos where he's going up to white people and he's saying, get on your knees and apologize for being white. And white people are doing it.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a prank video?
He's doing it. He's pranking. He's doing a live stream. And he just walked around New York and he's like, hey, I work for Black Lives Matters. In order to show that you support the fun, you support us, get on your knees and apologize for being white. And white people are like, sure thing. And then he's like, say it. And then the woman's like, you know, I'm trying to think of the right words. Cause I don't want to not mean it. And you're like, that's a good fucking good person going like on her knees.
On her knees?
Dude, I pull it up. You can find this guy. I guarantee you. I saw it on, some article, but it was like, it's fucking comical.
Jesus.
I actually thought, what would you do if some guy said, get on your knees?
No.
What if he said, hey man, do it for Black Lives Matters?
No.
He said, hey, apologize for being white.
Fuck you.
I have such a problem with people telling me what to do.
Well, yeah, that's why. I mean, you're not going to
fucking. I could never. Is it this? I'm certain this isn't him. No, this is. God. Oh. I just wish I could take. I wish I could possess his fingers for a second.
No, I know.
And just write in the thing that we need to watch.
I know.
The funnier one, it's kind of sad when you see that because you're like, the guy's doing more harm than a good. I think he's a YouTube personality that did the get on your knees and apologize for being white. I think he's a YouTube personality, but the funnier one is the fucking people in their apartment cheering on protesters and the protesters.
Can you find that or no?
Brick through their window. It was fucking comical. What do you think he's typing in?
I don't know.
This is my favorite. Protesters get brick thrown through it.
No, we're good. Okay. Imagine if he was like who the authorities relied on. They're like, can you, like CIA was
like if it was a
can
movie,
you do a deep
and he's
dig?
In the van and he's like,
nothing comes up, guys.
I'm not getting a lead. Keep him on the phone longer.
We want to know if Bin Laden is in Pakistan. He's like, I typed. It's not there.
I tried. I'm not getting anything. Oh. All right.
Whew, okay. The gays. You said you wanted to know what was going on. So
I have not. No, that's not what I said. I said I haven't read the news. So you tell me big things in the news. Go through your Google News. Big things you said were going on. I stopped reading the news. I texted you. I said I won't read the news. By the way, I got this from Stanhope. Did you know Stanhope went off the news for 30 days?
No.
Completely off news for 30 days. Came back and he was angry that not enough had changed.
Really?
Yeah. He was like, oh, I fucking knew Tom Brady went to the Bucs. He's like, that's all he cared about.
That's all
like,
he cared about?
Like, I got it.
He loves the football, right?
Yeah, he loves football.
Yeah, it's so interesting. You don't think of like Stanhope as a, like if you don't know.
Dude, he got into hockey.
Recently?
Like because it was like fun to drink to and watch. He just got into hockey. He was like, yeah, let's give hockey a shot. I tried getting into NASCAR. The end of a NASCAR race is pretty good. Like eight laps to go is good, but my watching a NASCAR race gets very tiresome.
Yeah, I've never understood it, and then I never understood it. And then it's one of those things where people who I wouldn't suspect are fans told me that when you go, it's insane.
Going is amazing.
Yeah,
going to it's amazing. We went to Talladega and sat in the infield. It's an amazing experience. It's overwhelming. It's fucking great. But I tried to get into it because I went to Talladega and I enjoyed it. And then I was like, if I could find something to love, like, why wouldn't you do that? Like, do you remember when you were a kid and you heard about cutting and you were like, well, I got to try that. Maybe it's like, do you know cutting though? Like when you cut yourself?
Yeah.
Remember when you didn't have, hang on one second. So you've never heard of things in life where you're like kids are cutting and then going like, I wonder what that's like. I should try it out.
Nope. When I heard that people were cutting, I was like, oh, that's sad and fucked up. I don't want anything to do with that.
You never tried it a little bit?
Nope.
Definitely tried it a little bit.
Did you do it when you heard about bulimia? Were you like, I'm just going to stuff myself and puke?
No, but I definitely, I would love, I don't like throwing up.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, do you like open wounds on your arm?
No, I would do it. It was, I would do it like in areas that.
You well, could, you did it?
Yeah, not a lot, but like a little bit.
To deal with
nothing. I didn't even deal. I wasn't dealing with anything. I just wanted to see what the draw was.
Uh-huh. And what'd you think?
It's weird to cut yourself. It's like really weird.
Yeah.
Here, do we have a razor blade? It's fucking bizarre. You should cut yourself. No. Do it right on your arm. I did it right on my arm. I did like a cross with a razor blade, and it was crazy. You go into the skin and you see a bleed.
Did Albert Sr. see this?
No. This is back when you didn't share stuff like that with your parents.
I mean, what do you think he would say? I'm thinking that he would.
He would be like, what the fuck?
How old were you when you did that?
I was probably ninth grade, eighth grade.
Can we call him?
No. There's a lot my dad does not know about me. That like he would be like, why the fuck would you do that? And then he would change the way he looked at me.
Yeah.
Like, so I can't, yeah. These are things.
Yeah, I'm feeling those vibes right now.
Do you remember? You remember I had that video that I shot in the beach house. I think it was when you and Chuck were staying with me, where I was trying to catch the green flash. Do you remember that?
No.
You know the green flash? It's like when the sun hits the horizon at the last second, a green flash pops up.
Okay.
So I set up a camera on the beach in Clearwater, and I was videotaping it. And then right as the sun hits the horizon, I cut to me in a thong in the kitchen, just going, oh, the moon's coming up. Like, and I just show my ass. I'm just grinding.
And your dad saw this or no?
So I guess someone's like, oh, Bert's starting to put things online. And my dad's in his office. He's like, oh, I gotta check this out. What is it called? YouTube? And he goes, the green flash. Oh, my dad's like, you know my dad. God, can't believe he got the green flash. Guys, come here. So everyone grabs around his computer. In his office, and he plays it, and he's like, oh, speed up a little bit, just get to the green flash. And then it cuts. It's like, oh, you like sunsets? Oh, you want to see a sunset? And I turn around, it's my ass. My dad called me immediately. He goes, why would you do something like that? He's like, that was in the beach house. You put on a thong speedo in the beach house and danced like that that's in the kitchen. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, what the fuck's wrong with you? Like, what if someone sees that? And I go, I want them to see it.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
He's like, God damn. I mean, I had so many jokes. I'd tell him a joke. And he would be like.
Let's call him.
No. We're going through a thing right now.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it about?
Nothing. It's not bad. It's good. But it's just, it's long, very long story.
Is your beer fridge feeling a little empty? DoorDash is your door to beer without the run. Whatever drink you're in the mood for, they've got you. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code BEARS24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. I mean, there's like sometimes you just don't want to leave. That's me. Once we're at a spot and we're hanging out, I just don't want to leave. And now you don't have to. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25%, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code BEARS24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your dad, I mean, if it wasn't for the last 5 years,
yeah,
do you think he would be like, my son?
I think I saved it at the buzzer.
You did?
I think I really saved it at the buzzer.
You think he'd be like, fuck.
He really does not. I mean, he loves me. Loves me.
Of course.
But I think he can't really wrap his head around what I do. Like, I remember I had a joke about...
That was cool, though, when you did Tampa last, and he came out and he took his shirt off and he went on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
That was cool.
He likes that. He's fun. He's fine with me, and like, we're good. Like, we can hang out. We talk on the phone all the time. We have a great relationship. But what I do for a living, or what I find funny, or what makes me giggle, like, he doesn't.
Like, if you pitched him, like, oh, I'm about to go on the bus, and then it'll be a party the whole way across.
Oh.
With all my friends, we're going to grill out and just party the whole way.
He'd be like, God damn it. Don't do that. He already told me not to do this tour. He's like, this is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard of. Our country is going in the middle of the second wave, and you're getting on a goddamn bus, driving across the country, trying to catch this fucking thing. He's like, you're going to ride the second wave of this coronavirus back to L.A., bring it to your kids, kill your fucking God. God, why the fuck would you do this? That's the way my dad looks at things. And then I'm like, Dad, it's going to be fun. We're going to film it. He's like, I don't see this fun. Hanging out with your family is fun. I don't want to say he doesn't get my personality, but like, there are parts of me that he just looks like.
Yeah.
Like I said, I used to have a joke, something about abortion doctor. Oh, how does someone become an abortion doctor? Is there someone in med school thinking, well, I want to work with kids, but, you know, I don't want to have all these lollipops around, and I want to meet chicks who fuck, chicks who can blow loads in. And so he said, he called me up, one of his friends told him that joke. And he's like, why? I go, what do you mean? He goes, why would you tell that? I said, this is funny. He goes, no, it's not. Abortion is not funny. He thinks it's a sad thing. Why would you? It's not funny that someone becomes trying to help women through a hard time in their life. These women don't want to make that decision. I was like, well, it's not funny when you break it down like that.
Yeah.
But like, I thought it was like, kind of funny. Like,
yeah, you could take that speech and make anything not funny. I mean, that sucks the most when somebody.
It was a doctor
somebody,
friend of his that thought it was funny.
Hilarious.
Said, I liked one of the jokes Bert did. And he told it to my dad. My dad just looked at him like this. Okay. And then called me up.
I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, he was like, my dad, I think my dad would love Sebastian.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I don't think.
Well, yeah, that observational humor.
Yeah, observational. He loves Seinfeld. He wouldn't like, I don't know if he'd like your stand-up.
I'm just thinking of like my own dad, who's like, he's just like, he thinks it's disloyal to watch other stand-ups. And I'm like, you can enjoy other standing. He goes, why? You're my son. I'm like, I know, but you're not abandoning me. Like, just go watch other people. He's like, no, there's only one stand-up.
Oh, my dad is oblivious to the fact that there are other people. He'll go, you know this Joe Rogan guy, right? I go, yeah. Okay. Hey, what's his deal? I'm like, I don't know. What do you mean? I go, just tell me something about the guy. Because I see the stuff with Elon. Why would he make that guy smoke weed? I go, he didn't make him smoke weed. He's a grown-up dad. And he was like, oh, I mean, we've been putting it out there. I mean, I don't know.
My dad called me. He goes, your friend.
The way he said that was such disdain. Your friend. Oh, it's all fucking over me.
Is there can you grab a paper towel or something? Sorry.
Oh, fuck. Somebody.
Thank you.
I watched. Someone put together a clip of the five hardest times I've laughed.
That was so funny.
I laughed again watching it, and then I woke up in the morning with Leanne, and I watched it with Leanne again. Hey, will you grab me another Diet Coke? I just spit all in this one. I laughed so fucking hard at that.
That was funny. Who put that together?
I have no idea.
Really?
Yeah. That was great. I think maybe my team might have, like Reg or someone, or CrowdSurf. Thank you. God, that was fucking. I love laughing more than anything.
It's the best.
There's
is the best.
Better. Tell me some news. And I'll tell you
okay, I didn't finish telling you this though. This is the best. What? It's my dad. He goes.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Goes, your friend.
He goes. Your friend, this Rogan guy, and I go. Yeah. He goes. Got a big contract, Spotify, and I go. Yeah, yeah, it's pretty awesome. And he goes. They're gonna reach out to you for something like that. And I go. I don't think so. And he goes. No. I go. I mean, you'd kind of have to. Build it up to where somebody wants to do that, and he's like, yeah, "You should work on that." And I was like, "Yeah, thanks for the advice, man."
Thanks. Yeah, thanks. I just found out Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Yeah,
I knew they got their own network. I didn't realize it was replacing DIY Network.
They have a network replacing DIY.
So they're getting rid of DIY Network. I heard.
Is that the network they were on?
No. So they were on HGTV.
Right.
HGTV is like. It's more feminine. It's like more like design friendly, like more like pastels and like, we don't need to tear the room down. Let's just rearrange it.
Yeah.
And DIY is like, let's tear this barn down to the ground and then let's build it up in this remote location.
Uh-huh.
Like everyone in DIY Network's got a beard or a very insensitive jokes often.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember one, it's like very tone deaf. I remember watching one and the girl's like, you guys going to help me move this stuff? I heard what's his name said, if you don't move this stuff, he's got a picture of you in a dress. You want us to show that to people? And in my head, I'm like, yeah, it's not people that do it all the time. Like, I think you're missing. So I get it. But Jim and Chip and Joanna are doing... They have their own fucking network.
Will it just be programming of them or they'll program other things?
I think they are the presidents of this network.
Hmm.
And we need a show on this fucking network. Now, listen, I know we've talked shit. I've talked shit about them in the past, I think, maybe.
It's a good way to sell them.
Well, that's why, because it's all about acceptance. What show are we going to pitch Chip and Joanna? It's a lifestyle network. And I am the lifestyle comedian. I have my own flip-flop line. I have a signature summer look.
Your signature summer look is really taking off.
It's blowing up, dude. Everyone's now reaching out with their own signature summer look. And so there's a lot of things. Like I think I'm a lifestyle brand. I'm a lifestyle comedian. I'm probably the only lifestyle comedian. Top five lifestyle comedians. Lifestyle comedians. Lifestyle comedians.
Okay. Margaret Cho.
No, that's not a lifestyle. She's just Asian. But you know, I mean, Asian can't be a lifestyle. Like, it's like.
No, but I wasn't suggesting that Asian is a lifestyle. I'm saying that she has a definitive lifestyle. Like, she parties.
She's sexually
liberated.
I think you're missing the brand.
Okay.
Lifestyle brand. Pull up lifestyle. Pull up the definition of lifestyle. Glock.
Hey, Glock.
Nadav. Lifestyle. The way in which a person lives, right? Denoting advertising or products designated to appeal to a consumer by associating with a desirable lifestyle. My lifestyle, as Mark Kreischer, the lifestyle comedian, is a nice cocktail, right?
Yeah.
A sunset, a cigar, maybe a hit or two off a joint, an open-faced Hawaiian shirt, a visor, maybe a little exercise in the morning, right?
A little treadmill action.
And some comedy. That's my lifestyle, right? I tailgate at my own shows. I'm a tailgate guy. Like I'm like a lifestyle brand.
Okay.
So now, give me lifestyle comedians. Like Margaret Cho's. I mean, I think she's veered away from it, but she was like a sex lifestyle.
That's what I was suggesting.
Okay. I'll take it. Margaret Cho, the sex like dungeness.
Yeah, and like being sexually, comfortable with whatever you. Want whatever you desire. That's what I thought of her.
Okay, like okay, I'll take it.
Like
okay.
She's like, whatever you're into, do it, because that's what she does.
Okay,
and she's open about it.
Chelsea Handler was a lifestyle comedian for a while.
Yeah, she was like,
she stopped, I think.
Now she's really
a hardcore lifestyle comedian.
Now she's really put her. What about your boy Stanhope?
I gotta tell you,
isn't that a lifestyle?
Stanhope's definitely a lifestyle comedian.
Yeah.
I gotta give props to Chelsea Handler where props are due.
Why?
Because I used to not. I don't like getting political, so I used to be turned off by comics that like would get political on their feeds.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought, what a great, like, her and Amy Schumer. This is gonna fucking, not everyone's gonna agree with this, but they had a lot to lose by getting political. More to lose than to gain. Right.
Right.
Correct.
Sure, I guess you could make that case.
And then kind of cool, like, remember we were talking about blocking people? And we're like, yeah, I don't want those people in my feed anyway.
Yeah.
That was like kind of a good move of like going, oh, here are my politics. I don't like you anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Get the fuck out. Like, yeah. I only want like-minded people with me. It's kind of an interesting, like, I really kind of...
It's funny when you tweet, like, I tweeted something, I don't know, a week ago or so, just making fun of Trump because he wrote the most insane tweet. And, like... There are people in the comments who are like, goodbye, Tom. Like, oh, I'm done with you for this. I'm like, oh, okay, sure.
I can't believe.
Bye.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to watch. Like, I'm not a fan of, like, what happens. I noticed a lot what happens is you see actors tweeting politics.
Yeah.
And they're simply doing it because they know that that ensures work for them.
Hmm.
Like, if you don't, there's some. There's
but one does it? Because that feels like that's.
You cannot work in this business and be conservative. You will not work in this business. I mean, just what's his name? The guy who's on Guardians of the Galaxy. They just had a video of him.
Chris Pratt?
Chris Pratt had a shirt on that other people had worn and co-opted for alt-right. It was the flag for like Delaware or whatever. It's like, don't tread on me.
Mm-hmm.
And they fucking lit that guy up. Like, really? They went after him. And by
Did
the way,
you
I think,
see what happened with Gundy? You don't follow the head coach of Oklahoma State?
Hold on. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Do you want to? Yeah. What were you going to say?
I don't know.
You said, hold on. You were about to say something. No,
I don't.
Do you want to know this?
Yes, I do.
So Mike Gundy is he's been the coach there for a while.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what I find refreshing?
Like
One America Network, which is like, it looks like a college, like a D3 college set and production level, and they're basically a hard right leaning praise the president network. It's nonsense, it's propaganda. He's like, finally a refreshing network that just gives you the news.
Oh, let me which guess, is let wait me which what is happened.
Well, that was like his opinion a while ago. Like, he just said that and people were like, whatever, dude. Like, it's not a big deal that's your opinion, that's fine. There's a picture of him. I don't know if it's with his sons, but he's wearing a T-shirt from the network. It says like Own Network. His star running back was like, nah, and was like, I will not be associated with Oklahoma State football.
Are you serious?
Yes, over this shirt. And then other players are also like, yep, not doing it.
I thought it was Own as in Oprah's network.
No. One America, OAN is how he's like, nope, not going to play with you. Not going to play for you if you wear that shirt.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's kind of, I think those are like Gundy's kids or something, man. But yeah, they're like, no, we're not on the same team.
I don't
man.
Know enough about that Own place to.
It's hilarious.
I've never seen it.
It is.
But it is, I do
here's,
find
Here's
it.
All you need to know. Trump is now being like, this is the network to watch. He's like, he has announced that Fox is over. He's like, Fox used to be good, now they're not. So he's like, Own's where it's at. Own is a reliable journalistic place to go for your information.
So wait, so...
So embarrassing, dude. It's so embarrassing.
So wait, but here's where I go, like... No, I mean, I'm just playing devil's advocate right now, but like... So then, this is not the greatest thing to say and what's going on, but then tell me what political views I'm allowed to have.
No, yeah, you make a good point. You make a good point.
Like, I can't have a differing view. I mean, I don't know Own, and I don't know this coach, and I don't even know anything they've ever said.
Yeah.
But tell me what I'm allowed to say, or allowed to, what shirts am I allowed to wear?
Yeah.
So that we can all, like, because...
So, like, you're making a point that's a valid point, and at the same time, like... You know, it's kind of, some things are just about reading the room, right? Reading the moment, like just poor timing, things like that, right? So
yeah.
If you look at like the current climate of the week and the month that we're in, and then you're, you know, you're a player on a team, and you see your coach wearing something that anyone with any sense would associate with just a certain point of view.
And that's there is a power structure in that he is your coach.
He's your coach. He's the guy who tells you what to do, you know?
Yeah. I mean, so, I can't imagine. I don't know. I just know so many fucked up people that have fucked up views.
Yeah.
That I don't.
You just block out their.
I've never really cared about someone's view. I've never cared enough about someone's views.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking Ron's my bus driver. He said some pretty fucked up things about white people at times.
Yeah.
And I just start giggling.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, okay. I can actually see part of that point.
I think part of it, probably most people are like that.
Yeah.
Because what are you going to do? Navigate, like, are you going to do a full questionnaire when you meet people? Like, what else do you think? And then, like, just.
It's like, it just becomes a super slippery slope of, like, if you don't, and that's a little bit what's going on in our country is, and by the way, I shouldn't even talk about this at all. Cause I don't even know really what's going on, but I shouldn't speak like this because it's not my place. But like, what if I like something and it makes me giggle? Then the fucking hardest I ever laughed one time is when you were up here and you're like, I worked for a retarded person and it made me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm accused of a hate crime because it's a bad word, but I couldn't help it. The way you said it made me laugh. And then, but it's like so slippery, like, and now you're going to start saying like, so if I like Bill Maher and I wear a Bill Maher shirt, they're going to cancel me because I liked Bill Maher.
Some people will.
Yeah.
Yeah. It the whole world's changing.
And so
then
I go, okay, so tell me the brands and the things I can like so that we can just get this, or why don't we have the state dictate what is allowed? And then once they do, then we'll all know what to do and we'll get in lockstep. And make sure that we're all on the same page, or we can be diverse as fuck. Now, I don't know about this own place.
The
own
thing,
straight up white, right? Like racist.
The shirt is like I think the more insane thing is his commentary about the network. Like the shirt, I don't know. A shirt's a shirt, man. You know, you're wearing whatever fucking shirt you're wearing.
Well, see, the problem is like someone like Leanne, who is not savvy to the internet.
Yeah,
her and her friends are sitting there talking, and they're playing a video. And they're like, this, it's a Denzel Washington clip. And it's clearly not it's not one of his best represented moments, right?
Yeah.
It's Denzel Washington and Lil Wayne talking about how racism isn't real. And I go, hold on, guys. I go, let me just stop you all right there.
I go, Denzel Washington and Lil Wayne are talking about.
It's anytime, yeah, type in Lil Wayne. And Lil Wayne, not racist or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He's never going to find it. But like, it's, and it's like, yeah, there you go.
Is it Morgan Freeman?
Morgan Freeman, Denzel Washington, Lil Wayne.
Oh, okay.
And so I go, hold on, stop right there. Already, this is nonsense. What they're saying is nonsense. And I can guarantee you, just based on what you're hearing, this sounds like someone's talking points and someone's agenda. Like, you're only getting a part of this interview.
Yeah.
And it sounds like they've ripped it and put it together. I go, forward to the very end, find out who produced the video. And they're like, that doesn't matter. It's an interview. And I go, no. It does matter. It does matter who cut this clip together and put it together. Cut to the very end, it's PragerU. And you're like, okay, you can't trust this fucking video. That's PragerU is like, I'm going to say a name, bleep it out. It's fucking buddies.
Really?
Yeah. And so you can't trust it. Because it's from one side of the narrative.
But how did they get Lil Wayne and Denzel?
They didn't. They just pulled the clips off of different interviews.
So
they didn't interview them. They just grabbed a clip of Lil Wayne saying
and cut it together,
going, "This is what." And it feeds into a part of the narrative in this country that maybe people want to hear. People go, "That's interesting," and you're like, "It's not interesting. It's horseshit. It's the problem with what's going on is there's two polarized sides."
Yeah.
And no one's just. Like, all of a sudden, I got onto, I watched Bill Burr and Rogan this weekend on the treadmill, and there's a part of Seattle that's been, but I watched Bill Burr and Rogan talk about it, and then I go online, and it seems like it's, and then someone compared it to this place in Scandinavia that I went to, that was really fucking cool, and I was like, oh, wait, hold on. So wait, how the fuck do I know what it really is? Like, apparently, they blocked off, like, 11 square blocks in Seattle.
Yeah.
And Antifa or some presence is Black Lives Matters is running it. It's a police-free zone.
Yep.
And I watched Bill and Joe, who obviously I'm friends with and I love, but they're like, this isn't going to end well. Fuck that. That's bullshit or whatever. And then I go and I was like, from Ari's perspective, he's like, Ari didn't say this, but that I remember Ari telling me, go find that police-free zone in Scandinavia. It's pretty fucking amazing. And me and Mark Norman went there and had beers and smoked weed and fucking walked around and saw drawings and it was cool as shit. I was like, well, I wouldn't mind one of those in the States, but I don't know what it is because I can't get anyone to tell the fucking truth anymore.
Right.
It's just two sides. So you get this one side. I'm not saying Jill and Joe and Bill are those guys, but like you get one side and then you get the other side. You don't get like, you know.
No, it's true because and the other thing is to the point about like where do you get things. You like now the burden, people finally understand that the burden is on them. It's on you, it's on me, it's on us. You have to figure things out because if you just go, well, I'll CNN will tell me or Fox will tell me. That's not the news.
No, I need
the news is only on OWN, One America on, Network.
I saw something on Tucker Carlson, right?
Yeah.
And then I was like, that made sense. And then I was like, wait, hold on. And I was like, literally, I was like, I wish they just had a link to the video going, oh, here's the other side of that story.
Yeah.
So I can hear the other side immediately.
You have to search it out yourself. It's crazy. You do.
I got to be honest with you. That's why I just give up.
Yeah.
I just gave up.
Which is also what I think is a very relatable feeling. And probably what majority people do is they go like, this is way too much stuff.
Yeah.
Way too much. Or what happens is people watch one or the other. Like they'll watch the Fox News thing or the MSNBC thing, which each of them clearly has a bias, right? And they're like it's leaning left or right. And then you get into like what you want to hear. You're like, tell me the perspective the way I want it. I want to hear it.
Oh, and I was just telling someone the other day, I was like, I don't like how the righteousness that happens when you see a video online of someone doing something and you go, look at that fucking piece of shit. And then you can't say, maybe I could be a piece of shit. We talked about this on one thing that one time about you got to realize you could be either or the fucking people. Everyone forgets what it's like to be in road rage where you lose your fucking mind and you start saying shit. Not racist shit. I've never told anyone to go back to the country. But guess what? I've been told to go back to my country a lot.
You have been?
Oh, fuck yeah.
What do you mean?
When I was traveling abroad for Travel Channel, people would always tell me to go back to America. Like, I fucking so many times that it happened that I got to the point where I was like, it's kind of hurtful. Like, I'm just trying to hang out. I get it. I'm louder. And I'm giving your kids Skittles in a village and they don't have their teeth. But
people would be like, just go home, go to America.
I had a woman in Vietnam tell me I need to leave them alone. Never come back. Go back to America. Like, because I was giving her kids Skittles and I was making them play with my face. So they'd go, they put their hands in my beard and I go, and they'd scream. And then I give them Skittles. And she was like, yo, we're not set up for Skittles. Like, we live in a fucking village in the middle of the jungle. Yeah. Like, you can't just load my kids up with sugar and fucking bounce. Like, now I got to deal with this shit. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
She was squatting, smoking a cigarette. And
honestly, though, if I saw you
come out of the jungle,
my kids, and they're playing with your beard and you're growling and giving them Skittles, I'm like, I've seen this story before.
Dude,
and
can you imagine if I walked out of a
usually ends
fucking,
with a warrant. You know what I mean?
I walked out of a jungle and you were just living in a little village in Vietnam. Just a little village. And you saw me come out of the jungle with a backpack on. Oh, this is like the movie Platoon. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Except we're not firing it down. You know, am I right, guys?
Yeah.
Hey, there's kids. Who wants some Skittles? Like, I was a fucking nightmare. And then they had beers. I started drinking.
A lot of people have pointed out, you say that word funny. Do you
nightmare?
Know that? Yeah.
Nightmare?
Nightmare.
How do you say it?
Nightmare.
You're saying it wrong.
Nightmare?
Yeah, nightmare.
A nightmare.
Nightmare.
Not a nightmare.
You're saying it like it's a horse, a nightmare.
Well, you're saying like a night mirror, like a reflection
on
the wall.
No, nightmare. It's nightmare. Nightmare.
No.
Nightmare. There you go. That's how you say it. Nightmare. Nightmare.
Nightmare.
Nightmare. Say it.
Well, put your headphones on. It's nightmare.
Nightmare.
No, not nightmare.
It's nightmare.
Okay. Go ahead.
Nightmare.
Nightmare.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
I've been saying it wrong my whole life?
I think so. Yeah. I've noticed it too, and then people started to message me about it. They're like, how come he says that all stupid? And I was like, I'll find out.
Nightmare.
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 I had a nightmare.
I had a nightmare.
You're getting there.
Nightmare. Nightmare. Why do I say nightmare?
I don't know.
Nightmare.
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 Nightmare. Agree to disagree.
Okay.
All right. I smell like shit. I think he just waits for me to get my headphones on so he can
light
me up.
That's exactly what I do.
It's fun. I would be excited too.
This has been a very political podcast. We should shift.
Okay. Well, can I just read you the news real quick?
Oh yeah, read me the news. I'll tell you if it's real or not real.
Okay. Supreme Court says federal law protects LGBTQ workers from discrimination. Federal civil rights law protects gays, lesbian, transgender workers. The Supreme Court ruled Monday. The landmark ruling will extend protections to millions of workers nationwide and is a defeat for the Trump administration, which argued that Title VII of the Civil Rights Act that bars discrimination based on sex did not extend to claims of gender and identity and sexual orientation.
I can't believe that was something they're still arguing about. Wait, hold on. You're telling me someone could get fired because they're gay? Or say you showed up to work one day and all of a sudden you're in a dress, your beard shaved, and you're like, I'm Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, and then I could go, you're fired. We don't let that happen in our workplace.
They're saying that, yes, some people do that. And they're saying that now that's a no-no.
In 2020,
yes,
that just passed? Is this that's fake then?
That's real.
That just happened.
Today.
What the fucking shit?
Yeah. Yeah. 6-3 opinion.
Are you serious? I get, but who doesn't think that you can, who gives a fuck if someone's gay?
I think that's part of the, yeah.
But why would someone give a fuck if someone was gay?
Some people, I don't know, man. Some people do.
That coming from the guy who says, I definitely want anyone to come in me.
You want to know if this is real or not?
Yeah.
Surging coronavirus case raises fears of new lockdowns. Sharp increases in the number of coronavirus cases diagnosed in states across the nation have some local elected officials considering pausing and reopening their economies.
Pausing in... That's fake news.
That is...
Fake.
Real.
Ugh.
Rising number of cases
are hitting hardest
in Sunbelt states like Arizona, California, Florida, and Texas.
June 29th, I'll be in Arizona. June 30th, I'll be in Texas. What were the other ones? Yeah. Alabama? Birmingham. Uh-huh. I'll be in Birmingham.
Here in California, Florida, Texas, Arizona. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
That's why we're doing a drive-in movie theater tour.
Texas has reported more than 2,000 new cases a day on 4 of the last 5 days.
Wait. But there's less ICU visits or something.
No, right? ICU visits are up.
Okay. Okay, give me some more fun news. It's the exact opposite of what John Krakinski does.
It is? What does he do?
I think he does a show called The Good News Network where he just shows cats playing or something.
Hmm. I'm looking at other stuff. See what's exciting.
Yeah, give me some celebrity rag stuff.
That's what you want?
Some good celebrity. I love celebrity gossip.
Okay, hold on. And in the meantime, I'll look up some. You pull it up, will you? Celebrity gossip.
Yeah, go to news right here. Get rid of. Oh, we go open a new page. Go to Google News. Get Nightmare out of there. Okay. No. Stop right there. Stop right. Go back. Just get it clear.
Delete.
Get it clear all the way. Yeah. And just click news now.
Okay.
Okay. You're not, because it's still nightmare news.
No, I'm on the news tab.
And it's, you had just Googled nightmares. So all your news is about nightmares.
That's true.
I'm about to type in what you want me to type
nothing.
In.
Nothing. In Google News.
Well, this is getting Google News. This is getting heated. I've never heard him like that.
I've never heard him talk back to his boss like that.
I'm not talking back to Tom like that.
Good for you. Hey, good for you.
Hey, Spider.
Good for you, Spider. This is for you, pal. All right. Can you? Can we type in something though?
No, it's just
so it is. I do see that it's an all nightmare news. So
it what? What all, it's all nightmare news.
So yeah, can we type in? Okay.
No, it's not about. See now, I'm gonna explain to you how the internet works.
Okay.
When you type in celebrity gossip, it pulls up news that is about celebrity gossip. It doesn't bring up celebrity gossip.
Right. So what should we
it
do?
Tells you. So what if you go to Google News. So if you go to click the Google button. Click Google. Okay. Click it now. Go to over to the far right. You see four boxes. Top. Get out of there. Get out of there. See the boxes on the right.
Far right.
Far right.
Yeah.
Click that. One's gonna say news. See news. Go to news. Click news. And now go over to the left. You're gonna see entertainment. Over to the left.
Yes,
lower.
There you go.
That's celebrity news.
Okay. Oof. Man, I thought you guys were.
I'm not saying that I am your boss, but boy, you'd be on fucking thin ice with me. That might be my. I want that as a ringtone. Oh, for sure, dude. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Why
on the wind? There we go.
You want to read that one?
Nope.
Okay. Howard Stern.
Howard Stern. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That wasn't like. Now here's the deal. It's like I understand his defense. Is that he was doing a parody of Ted Danson and Whoopi Goldberg,
mm-hmm.
but it is and that back then he thought that was a funny way to approach it,
yeah.
And today he would approach it differently.
Yeah,
I agree with it. I agree. Like it back, I understood that was a parody of Ted Danson and Whoopi Goldberg.
Well,
I
got it is.
That. Yeah,
yeah.
But it still is him saying the N-word a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
Like, but still, it's fucking. I don't think he should be canceled for that. What do you think? Although it was a pretty aggressive blackface.
It's pretty aggressive.
It's a pretty aggressive blackface. But
he's the idea is like I'm mocking the real person that did this.
Yeah, I'm mocking the fucking idiots that did this.
Yeah.
Poor Robin, man. Did you see Robin in that clip?
She's like on the mic.
And you can tell she's like, oh, Howard.
Yeah.
Wish I could speak up a little bit more.
Yeah.
You're using the N-word a lot.
I only saw a snippet of the clip.
Oh, I saw the whole thing.
How long is it?
It was like 3 minutes. It's like.
And is she all the whole time? She's like,
You could tell that she's like. The N-word just has such an effect on her that she's not like in my perspective, she wasn't.
Did she comment on the?
She didn't. I don't think she did.
Nothing?
I just saw Howard Stern. I liked what he said. I liked what Howard Stern said. It was like, listen, that was a long time ago. It was 1993. The problem is they had a clip. I guess they had a clip of him saying on The View that he had never said the N-word, which is such a fucking stupid. Like, he's a fucking broadcaster. He talks for a living.
Yeah.
He had never said the N-word and then they played that clip of, I'd never say that word, and then him just dropping hard R's.
Yeah.
Yep. So, all right, keep going news-wise. I like this. The new segment, Barbara Streisand buys Disney shares for George Floyd's daughter.
Yep.
What about Apple shares, maybe?
What's Brian Austin Green grabs lunch? There's like a celebrity thing that you would like.
I don't know who Courtney Stodden is.
I don't know either.
I don't know who Travis Scott is.
What?
I don't know. I know he's got cool shoes. Like, that's it. He's
really?
Got Nike SBs. I don't know what he does.
He's an artist. He's a rapper.
Never heard one Travis Scott song.
You probably have. This is like what your Drake. This is like your Drake stuff.
I definitely have not. Okay, go Five Finger Death Punch. Just right, guess.
Let's see who this is. Oh, okay.
Brian Austin Green. No.
I don't know who that is. Okay, back out. Sorry, back out. What's this? Five Finger Death Punch is Ivan Moody gets guitar lesson from I don't know what that is.
Quibi's Quibbles, TikTok, burn up the app chart. Cardi B gets major. Did you see Cardi B and Tekashi 6ix9ine did a, not Cardi B, Nicki Minaj and Tekashi 6ix9ine did a video together?
I saw that a video came out. I didn't watch it.
Nicki Minaj is so fucking hot.
Yeah.
That's like a fantasy of mine.
Really?
Yeah, but Nicki Minaj. Like not just like, she's just so fucking hardcore.
Yeah.
And like I could.
What do you want to do to her?
I just hang out with her. Just like fucking watch her get her hair nails done and getting her makeup done, getting ready to go out, be in the car with her, have her like get us out of the club early and be like, yeah, fuck them. And like just with her nails flipping around. She is so fucking hot. She is so fucking hot. I bet I don't have any game in my bag to pull her.
I would agree with your bet.
What? You think you could pull Nicki Minaj?
No.
At all?
I don't think. I mean, I could maybe get a conversation going. I don't think she would be like, what are you doing later? I could probably talk to her for a few minutes. Yeah.
I think she's so fucking hot.
Yeah, she is.
Look at.
Yeah. How's the video?
It's all right. Well, Nicki Minaj is topless in it, so
that's cool.
I mean, she's got like stickers. That fucking Tekashi 6ix9ine guy, I'm fascinated by him.
I'm not.
I'm so fascinated by the fact that he went into the witness protection program, snitched, and came out. You know, I told you, Donnell Rollins called it.
What did he say?
He's going to be bigger coming out of that.
Yeah.
I said, why? And he goes, because black people don't fuck with Tekashi 6ix9ine. It's white, racist white kids. He goes, that's who buys records. And he is doing the thing they want him to do. And you're like, oh.
Yeah. I'm surprised that she did a song with him.
I think they have a relationship. Like, I think, like, maybe she signed them or something. Because this isn't their first song together.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, this is like they've been together. Maybe they dated? I don't know. He's a fascinating fucking kid.
I don't think so.
I think so. His face tattoos are like...
Fascinating might be the wrong word, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, maybe not. But he's, you got to admit, he puts out hits.
He does?
Oh, yeah. Dude, the Gooba's a good song.
Okay.
Have you heard it?
I don't think so.
Wait, just put on headsets and just listen to it a little bit. Yeah, I know you don't have to play it, but we can listen to it. Right? And then Tom can go, actually, it's got a pretty good beat.
All right. Pull it up for, we'll play it for 10
Why is he
seconds.
So mouthy today? You notice that? Is this a character he's doing?
He's mad at you.
What is he mad about me?
Because I think he's just, you know, sick of you.
What did he say?
He said you're making extra work for him. I kind of enjoy this relationship that you guys have going right now.
But yeah, but he's so nice, and then all of a sudden the camera's coming on, and he turns into this character.
Yeah.
Can you believe?
This is what's up. I am digging this so much. Okay, hold on.
You know it's going to snap at one point where I'm going to go, hey, this isn't a game anymore.
And then he's going to be like, you're goddamn right it isn't. I don't know. I like it. We worked out our beef, so I don't really, you know.
Oh, is this a lose a bit we're doing?
No. I'm saying he and I had
no,
a beef.
No, this one's definitely not a bit.
Yeah. So, all right. Let me hear.
Dudes cummed in me?
Let me hear the song.
By the way.
Oh, what?
Nothing.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, we got to cut all this out. That's fine. All right, press pause. Yeah, I see how it goes off.
I like it.
How many views does that have, Nadav?
346 million. He's broken records with this music video and the one after this. And the most views accumulated in a 24-hour
period. Trolls.
Wow.
Yeah, the kid is...
Wow.
I mean, it's next level.
That's more views than any of our episodes have right now. It does.
It's got more views than us?
Yeah. That's Dude, crazy.
Do you think we could do a video similar,
mm-hmm.
me and you, freestyle?
There's your problem right there.
What?
I don't think the freestyle is going to help us.
Dude, I think if we write our raps.
It's not a freestyle then.
No, but we write our raps. I bet we could write a song and beat him. I bet we could. I actually bet we could.
Who's going to produce the song?
Dude, we'll produce the video.
So who's going to produce the song?
Me and you.
We're not going to hire a real producer?
Get fucking Scarface.
Czarface.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Oh, Czarface.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
And let's do it. We can beat that kid.
You think so?
Fuck yeah, dude.
So, I mean, are we going to do this? Like, we're going to do like booties, right? We got to have big booty girls.
Oh, fuck yeah. Leanne and Push. Don't dick ride in the dick ride in the motherfucking dick ride.
You think we should maybe do a casting call?
Are you dumb, stupid, or dumb? Dude, I legit can sing.
That is true. And you think...
Casting call? Fuck yeah, casting call.
I was going to say, you think our big booty girls should be our wives?
No.
Or you think they should be like...
I think we should...
Dancers.
Oh, fuck yeah, let's get dancers like that.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, let's get... Tom.
Thongs and stuff?
Thongs, spilling paint on them. We're smacking their asses. We're spitting on them. Like, just fucking fun stuff.
fun stuff.
Dude, we could. I bet we could come up with that. That's all you need is a good beat, a catchy beat. I bet I could fuck around with a with like a drum machine and come up with one. A dung, dung, dung. A dung, dung, dung.
Yeah.
Here, you want to try to spit some bars at me?
Nah.
I love this part of the show when we spit bars.
We haven't really. We have never done it.
You, but you know you can spit. Yeah, I've been watching too much Wild and Out. Wild and Out. That's when I shout. Get this stuff, gonna wash it out. Cause I'm got clout, got a snout. Don't know what I'm talking about. My name is Bert. I like to squirt onto your shirt. It's gonna hurt if it flirt. Okay, we're good.
That was really good. I mean,
how do you do that? Like, do you think that, like,
are you upset?
Yeah, because I feel like we could do that. I just, if we had the assets he has, like, if we had, like, if you put us into a fucking studio, right,
with
into
a real producer,
with a real producer,
yeah,
I guarantee you we could do that. I mean, there's, we could do that better.
There's real producers out there that might hear this and offer their services.
Okay, no. I'm talking
now,
a
I could,
big one. I'm talking a big one.
I could text. I can text.
You have hip-hop friends.
I could text. I'll show you who I could text.
Please.
But I don't know. Like, it might ruin my relationship, you know?
Come on. Why would you even be friends with him if you don't use him?
For
this stuff. Like, what's the point of having... What's the point of having a celebrity friend if you can't leverage stuff out of them? Right?
Okay.
Come on. How many times have I called Morris App for you?
Yeah.
Hit the digits. Just call him. Just call him and be like.
I can't call him right now.
Why?
Because. I'll tell you right after this.
Okay.
I'll tell you right after this.
What do you think? Okay, like, do you think. Tell me who you think we would vibe with hip-hop artist-wise the best. Like, who do you think we could go into the studio with? Like, Migos, we wouldn't get along with. I don't think that they'd get our style.
Mm-hmm.
I think Puff Daddy is too flashy for us.
Mm-hmm.
Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff are too... We're harder than they are. Wu-Tang Clan's a little up our speed. Did you tell that Wu-Tang story on your special?
I did.
Okay, yeah. We're going to pass on Wu-Tang Clan then.
Yeah, thanks for watching the special.
No, I knew
so,
you told it.
So, let's see. Yeah, we could... I mean, we could get connected. We have connections to them if you
Scott
want.
Scott Storch?
He lives local.
We could do something with Scott right Storch. I bet Russell Peters knows a bunch of hip-hop guys.
He definitely does. He definitely does.
Can we see if... Call Russell Peters, see if he can get us some studio time. Dude, I'm guaranteed. I guarantee we could put out... How about this?
Hold on.
How does that kid make his money?
Calling Russell right now.
Call Russell.
Yeah.
I guarantee you we could do it. Dude, I ran a marathon without any training. I could definitely put out a single. You forget. I'm a lifestyle brand. We need a summer jam. Dude, we need a summer jam. We'll make the summer song.
You ever have that where your phone just stays on calling?
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I have signal.
That's odd.
Right?
Oh, because you're on Wi-Fi.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Turn the Wi-Fi off?
I don't know. I've been trying to debate. I wanted to drink today.
Yeah, you should do it.
Hey, tell Nadav I don't like this game we're playing.
Okay.
It bothers me.
Hey, Nadav.
Like Nadav.
Hey, knock it off.
Luckily, I smell like shit.
But see, it's now I'm on bars. I have three or four.
You're on the right, going the right direction. You got bars.
But I'm saying, like, what's going on with this?
Let's rap about it. Come on, man. We got to get loose if we're gonna be able to do this for real. We got to get loose. Trying to call Russell Peters. He's not answering mosquitoes. I don't know. But it doesn't need to be.
You know what perfect. I like about you, though.
What? That I'm confident.
You're not afraid to look stupid.
Hey, do you remember the time that I was really upset about something and you said, hey, Bert, remember, you're just a comedian. And I went, oh, that's right. I totally forgot.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
Wait, I want to do your would you rather thing that you did. You did it on Twitter.
Okay.
Like, I want to pull it up, actually, because so you kind of made. Yeah, I can't believe that anybody disagreed with this, but I guess I can.
I put out a good tweet today saying that those Tide Pods feel like fake tits. Hey, we have go back down for a second. I forgot to announce this. Guys, we have added more Dylans to the store. If you try to get the flip-flops, these flip-flops. Last week, they sold out really quickly. Well, we have added more. They're all sizes are available. Go to, there's a link in my Twitter bio.
And the hats. Look at the hats. Oh, they went up today.
Shit. They went up today?
Yeah.
Oh.
They went up at 4.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
So did people, what happened? Did
they
what?
Sold out. They sold out.
Oh, for real? Oh, yeah. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I want to be a part of watching that sell out.
No, it's just, it was happening while we were here.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Oh, so yeah, get some free water flip-flops if you want some. There's a picture of me. You should throw up that thanks. Okay, go I think can't believe this didn't get more. Hold on a second. The link you sent me to the video we did last week where I go, I fuck dogs or whatever I said.
Uh-huh.
It was so well done.
What do you mean?
The hot dogs one.
Oh, you're talking about the promo?
The promo is so well done because it starts.
You know who did that promo?
Who?
Your boy Nadav.
I can't decide if I'm going to go along with this bit or if I'm just going to be nice to him.
Not a bit, he said.
The hot dog thing
is funny.
If you think Tom had to pick one of us to stop doing Two Bears, One Cave or to keep you on board for producing, who do you think he'd pick?
Dude, I'll walk away right now if you want me to.
No. I don't want you to. Jesus Christ. You are a fucking... I can't imagine being your boyfriend.
You walk away right now. Think about it a little bit. What would it be like?
To be your boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Try it out. Lots of pizzas. Lots of...
I don't like pizza.
How did you get that body?
Ice cream.
Ice cream's good.
Is he being serious?
Makes me shit, though.
You really eat ice cream?
Is that hard to believe?
Well, who the fuck... What grown man eats ice cream?
Who doesn't like ice cream?
What grown man eats pizza? What argument is this?
What do you... All grown men eat pizza. Not all grown men go get ice cream.
I'll stand for something. I'll tell you something. Personally, I just want to say something.
I'm really like if I see a grown man walking down the street with an ice cream cone,
yeah.
I stay the fuck away from that grown man.
Okay.
If you saw a dude walking down the street with an ice cream cone, just calories, yep. Calories.
Mm-hmm. Or a pizza. Calories.
You need to eat pizza. You do not need to eat ice cream. Every time I see someone with an ice cream cone, I go, that someone is totally out of control of their life.
What?
Oh, 100%. I've never seen someone with an ice cream cone and been like, oh, I'm so happy for that person. I go, that is someone that's shoving calories down their throat and is clearly out of control.
And for pizza, it does not apply?
No, pizza's dinner. You got to eat pizza.
You
do not have to eat ice cream. I've not had ice cream.
You can skip pizza.
I'll call my daughter right now. They eat ice cream every fucking night because they're children.
Yeah.
And they're children, so they have no responsibility.
Wow.
But a grown man doesn't eat ice cream.
I feel like this is not really about ice cream. I feel like you're just letting out your Nadav feelings.
Right no. I've always felt like this. I saw a woman one time with a fucking waffle cone dipped in chocolate filled with ice cream. And I thought, what? Have you not heard anything about what's going on in the news? Like, you're eating fucking ice cream? Like...
You don't like ice cream?
No. Why would I fucking... I mean, I like it. Everyone likes it.
But...
You know, like, if it's a birthday party or something.
Right.
But, like, I wouldn't, like, go, it's Tuesday. Let's have some ice cream today.
Well, what if somebody was like, hey, it's Tuesday. I got this amazing ice cream. Will you try it? You'd be like, I won't try it.
I don't want to try it. I don't need to.
Really?
I do not
You like know what it. I never told you?
What?
I was really bummed out during... I'm serious. I've thought about this a lot.
Oh, I hope this isn't real.
Well, I mean,
I don't want to deal with the feelings. What is it?
Just it's say. Not that.
Okay.
Remember when we did the weight loss contest?
Yeah.
And we hadn't eaten really anything carb or sugar-wise in I don't know how long.
Yeah.
So then we weighed in, and Joe was like, what do you guys want to eat? I'll get it tomorrow. And you were like, oh, pizza. I want to get this pizza.
Pizza. You wanted ice cream?
I wanted donuts or something.
Oh, dude.
I was like, oh, man, I want pizza.
I fucked up. 4 Krispy Kreme donuts back to back after a nap yesterday.
Dude, you've been going crazy with this shit. You told me that you fucked up McDonald's the other day.
Did I tell you that on this podcast?
Yes.
Dude, I...
And then you had 4 donuts yesterday?
4. I couldn't stop eating. They got them for me for Father's Day. And so...
When's Father? Isn't that...
I told them it was this weekend.
Oh.
Because I'm on the road next week.
How do donuts differ from ice cream?
Donuts are different. Donuts a man thing. If you're going to have a donut...
You're like, donuts are breakfast.
You have a donut and a cup of coffee.
It's a breakfast.
Oh, I have a drinking problem.
Okay.
And so, but ice cream.
Are you guys going to work at this out, though?
I don't guess not. I don't know. I can't tell if it's real or not, or if he's like trying. Because, like, when people that aren't funny try to be funny, sometimes they mess up.
Yeah.
And so I feel like
you guys are throwing a lot of jabs.
I love coming in my wife.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing. Yeah. I do love coming in my wife.
I believe
so
you.
So, wait. Yeah, I couldn't. I if you see, pull up pictures of men licking ice cream cones. You know where they don't serve ice cream? Fucking prison.
Why not?
It would be a shit show.
What about,
imagine a bunch of guys just, they're like, look at this.
Let's see. Yeah. Look at this. It is kind of a funny image.
There's nothing fucking manly about an ice cream cone. Oh, two cops sharing an ice cream cone?
Yeah.
God, that's fucking great. Licking an ice cream cone is so hard to be manly and lick an ice cream cone. Pull up Joe Rogan eats ice cream.
What?
I bet Joe, when do you think the last time Joe had ice cream? You can never fucking.
He likes
tell
ice cream.
Joe. Yeah, he'd be like, I eat it every night.
He likes ice cream.
There's no pictures of Joe Rogan eating ice cream.
No, but he likes ice cream.
Yeah?
Yes. I remember. I remember he told me one time it was getting back from vacation. He goes like, oh, I put on like 10 pounds. And I go, how? He's like, pasta and ice cream. I ate it every night.
Yeah. You're lying.
I swear to God.
Pasta and ice cream?
He said it was like a vacation thing. I remember it. I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, I ate so much pasta and ice cream. Yeah.
So if you, okay, here's a question. If you had to choose, you can eat whatever you want, but you can only have water for the rest of your life. That's all you can ever have is water. That's
easy.
It. Hold on. I'm not done.
Okay.
Or you can have chicken is your only protein you can ever have for the rest of your life. Just chicken. You can't have fish or steak or anything. You can have all derivations of chicken. You can have it on pizza. You can have it on impasta, but chicken is your protein.
Uh-huh.
But you can drink whatever the fuck you want for the rest
definitely
of your life.
Definitely the first thing.
I'm going chicken.
No, I'm definitely doing the other thing.
Why the fuck would you ever do that?
Because that's what I prefer.
No, I do chicken, and then I'd be cool, just chicken.
No, I understand that that's your choice.
I know. I'm trying to tell you chose wrong.
No, I did not.
No, I'm going to explain to you why you chose wrong. Because dude, all you get is water.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't mind.
You can't have a beer. You can't have like a
fine.
Gatorade.
Fine.
Kool-Aid.
Fine.
No root beers.
I can drink warm water and cold water, though.
Oh.
That's exciting.
Razzle dazzle.
I like it.
Warm water and cold water?
Yeah, that's enough.
Okay.
Can you put lemon in your water?
Ugh. You know, we got Georgia a refrigerator for her bedroom, and she just put water in it.
That's on brand for Georgia.
Yeah. Isla's got a fucking lot. She's got Gatorade, root beer, Sprite, LaCroix, Diet root beer, Cokes. She's got everything in her fucking refrigerator.
Yeah.
I go to her refrigerator instead of ours. All right, what would you rather?
All right, so this is what you tweeted. You go, would you rather dunk, play scratch golf, run an ultra marathon, or be able to hit a home run off a major league pitcher? Now, I got to tell you, for me, this was so easy. I was fascinated that people actually had differing opinions.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, I'll walk you through it, okay? Let's start here. If you can play scratch golf, you have to like, I mean, that's cool, but you'd have to like probably be an active golfer. Like, I've played golf before, but it's not like I have a passion for golf, you know, or I would be playing all the time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, would it be cool to do that? Yeah, but since I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not into golf, like, I don't really care. Run an ultra marathon, I have zero desire to be able to do.
Okay.
And then your last option was hit a home run off a major league pitcher. I think you just mean, or would you rather play professional baseball?
No.
Because if you can hit a, I mean, how would you even know you could hit a home run off a major league pitcher unless you're playing in the majors?
I was watching Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire's 30 for 30.
Uh-huh.
And I was watching them hit home runs. And I was like, what would you rather have? The ability to hit a home run or the ability to dunk? Like to hit it the way Mark McGwire was, where it's more.
Well, so my answer,
really,
by the
Ken
way,
Griffey Jr.
was dunk, no contest.
And I'll tell you why you're wrong.
Okay, tell me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because dunking is never comfortable.
What do you mean?
Like, have you ever dunked on like a 9-foot rim
sure.
before? And it's never comfortable. Your wrist always hurts. You always have cuts here. And you're like, fuck, how come I didn't? Because I can't palm the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got to like kind of like slam it in.
Yeah.
So dunking never feels great. And by the way, this is what someone wrote to me. And I actually have to agree with this person. Hitting a home run would feel perfect. Now, I'm gonna break down all of them and give you pros and cons, because I don't think you really thought it through the way I have.
No, hold on, though, because like I'm thinking of also like of the sports you listed, for me, hands down, I played way, way, way more basketball than tried to run, play baseball or golf. Like, not even comparable.
Okay.
So to me, like, basketball was something I played all through childhood, all through high school, all through college. When I moved here, I used to play pickup. Like, I played a lot of basketball.
Yeah.
I haven't in years, but I used to. So for me, it's like the one that you listed that was something that I did. And plus, dunking is phenomenal. Like, I don't know if you ever played in a pickup game where somebody dunked, but it always made people like, oh God. Like, you just, it's a showstopper. It's like having an amazing closer. It's amazing. It's
such a dick move to play in a pickup game and dunk.
Well, no, I mean, sometimes it happens.
Yeah,
I mean,
sometimes it happens. Yeah. You're like, all right, we get it. You're good. You're better than all of us.
Exactly. It's such a big dick move.
The scenario is not, what would you rather do? Play basketball all the time, be a professional basketball. The scenario is, like, is this. It's Mickey Mantle Gene-isms, right?
Yep.
Where all of a sudden you're like, we're all sitting at, like, Rogan's compound, and he's got a basketball hoop. He's like, yeah, the NBA sent that to me. And then I can go, oh, you know Tom can dunk.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, wait, what? So it's not that, it's just,
right.
You know Tom can dunk. And you're like, wait, hold on. What? You're like, oh, yeah, I can dunk. And they're like, shut up.
This happened to me, by the way. This exact scenario. I mean, except I was the person going, come on. To freshman year in college.
Oh, I thought that you
no,
think you
no,
could dunk.
Freshman year in college, I'm in my dorm room in the freshman building, and there's a kid down the hall, goofy kid. He had, like, that surfer's cut where, you know, like, white boy where it, like, hangs over an eye.
Yeah.
And they're going like this, and we're talking whatever. I think there was, like, a basketball in my dorm room, and he was, like, just saying, he was a country kid, and he was, like, something came up. He goes, well, I can dunk. I go, you can't fucking dunk. He goes, I can do a 360 dunk, and I go, okay. And he was like, do you want to go see? And I was like, actually, I do. And we went over to the gym, and this dude, he was like, yeah. I go, come on. He's 6 feet, maybe 6'1", lanky, like lean. And like I said, like very unassuming. And I was like, you can do a 360 dunk. And he did boop, boop, shh, bam. And I was like, what the fuck? I mean, it was alarming.
So then that's the ability. Uh-huh. Okay. Or were me and you were doing, we're at the Dodgers game and they asked us to come early.
Yeah.
And I go, and they're taking batting practice and like, you guys want to take a few cuts? And I'm like, actually, Tom can fucking hit a home run. And everyone's like, bullshit. And I go, I bet he could. And you're like, they're like, no. And you're like, I played a little baseball. And you go up and you take a bat and it's just BP. And you just crack one and you get to witness everyone go, what the fuck? Okay, yeah. That. Okay. Or me and you, vacation, we're in Hawaii, and they comp us and they go, hey, we're gonna do a celebrity golf round, you, Tom, Kelly Slater, and Laird Hamilton, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we get out and you show up in like fucking Jordans and a fucking sweatshirt and you are playing scratch golf, but you don't have to, you just get out there and you're just everything, you're like, I played a little when I was a kid, if I play too much it starts getting bad, but
I know one of these too.
Okay. Or like, just go, hey man, everyone's around. You're like, I bet I could run to Arizona. You're like, what? Like 150 miles, I could do it. I could definitely do it. And they're like, no fucking way. And you could run 100. Because what you don't remember is, what you don't know is that feeling of accomplishing running 100 miles is euphoric.
Yeah.
It's you become high off of that.
The thing is, though, there really is, it's what you value the most. Like, it's what you value the most. So if you first of all, if you want that thing of like, I'm just thrown into a random foursome and I'm going to blow their minds, then you pick the golf thing. If you go.
So what's most valuable to you?
To me?
Is it still dunking?
100%. It's like not even close, man. Because I'm also, you're also like saying like, I mean, I guess I'm taking it sort of retroactively because I'm imagining all the games I used to play and having that ability. And it's a game changer. It would be, you know, euphoric, like you described, to be able to do that in a game.
I don't know. I think I'm trying to think. I think probably because, you know, I got into it. Not got into
like,
it.
I'll tell you, last for me, I mean, I would care less about the home run than the ultra marathon.
The thing that entices me about the ultra marathon, and by the way, I'm contemplating running one, is... Is that what you just did though? What the fuck? Like,
yeah.
Because if you do it, then everyone's like, "You ran an ultra marathon." You're like, "Yeah, it's 50 miles," and they're like, "Wait, what?" It's actually 100 miles. It's called the Javelina Jundred. Type that in, Nadav, if you can. Javelina Jundred, and so when you say that at a dinner party, everyone's like, "Hold on, you ran 100 miles," and you're like, "Oh yeah." And they're like, wait, how did the idea that you would blow
is
someone's
that Tekashi 6ix9ine in the middle?
It's Tekashi 6ix9ine. The joke I told the other day is I've been taking so many vitamins, my piss looks like Tekashi 6ix9ine. So like when you tell that to someone, they go like, wait, what the fuck? Like that's
the blowing. Okay, or big wave surf. You could legit big wave surf.
I mean, I think it's dope.
I thought you were going to say, I'm pretty sure I could do it.
No. I definitely cannot do it, but I think it's dope. But again, like, you have to have the desire. Like, I really like like high perform, like racing, right? Driving fast. So if you threw that in there as like an op, like you could set a rec, like I would pick one of that would move closer to the top for me because I like it. It all depends on what you like.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a guy who's out every weekend playing golf right now, like every weekend and listening to this is like, oh, it's definitely golf because he plays golf.
I think it was an interesting conversation. I went back and forth with a couple of people and they were like, who gives a fuck about dunking? It always hurts. And I was like, yeah, I don't, you know, even just being able to dunk, I don't know if I care enough about dunking or I've never enjoyed dunking. Every time I've done it, it's not been fun.
Really?
Yeah. It's been like, you're like, my wrist always hurts. And the next day I'm like, God damn it, man. Is that what the professional athletes feel like? The feeling of the crack of a wood bat to send it 370 feet.
Yeah, I bet that's cool. That's gotta be cool as shit.
Fucking overwhelming. But I think out of all of them, the ability to blow a foursome's mind and play scratch golf, the ability to go in and really.
When was the last time you jumped in a foursome though? Like when was the last time you did that?
Pebble Beach, right before I started the tour.
Okay, and the time before that, do you remember?
No, but I'm a pretty good golfer, so I can play pretty good golf without playing at all.
Mm-hmm.
I can go in and play pretty good.
How'd you get good?
Because I'm white. It's white privilege. It's I grew up around country clubs. I mean,
did you play a lot?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You did play a lot.
They drop us off at the course, and we play 18 in the morning and then 18 in the afternoon.
Oh Jesus!
And so I went out. This is how. I mean, I'm not saying I'm like the greatest golfer, but I'm pretty fucking legit.
No, we did. What's it called? What's the place?
Top Golf.
Top Golf.
Ari's a good golfer. Surprisingly enough,
I would say no. What happens is like that's basically Top Golf is like going to a driving range for hours, yeah. So you get to just see like who has a nice swing. You know what I mean? Like you have a good swing and you were accurate and you know we were drinking just fucking around, but you can tell that like you have a golf background.
When we played I think it's Spanish. No, not Spanish. We played at one of the maybe Pine Glass or whatever. Spanish Glass or Pine Tree or whatever, up in Pebble Beach.
Yeah.
We played one of the courses before, and we played with this Canadian couple who plays a lot of golf. Like, they had all the things, and I do not play enough where it's like, at all. So we get out to a par five, and I hit an eagle, which is like a really big deal.
Yeah, it is.
And they were like, what the fuck? And of course, all I care about is videotaping it. Like, I just videotaped it, ripped off my shirt. And then the next day, I hit another fucking eagle. And they were like, dude, you hit two fucking eagles, but then I'm all over the map for like 17 out of the holes. But every now and then I can just fucking surprise
I could definitely people. See that.
I think it's fun.
We got to wrap this up. We got to get going. So.
Oh, shit. I have a conference call at 5:30.
Okay. Oh, we got to go.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Hey, sorry if this podcast got a little political today. It's not us. It's the world.
And go see Bert on his It's Hard Being a Cop tour. It's going nationwide right now.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.